This is an MUT Radio podcast.
A beautiful piece, man. It's called Nomzamo on MUT Radio. Otis, Nostella Gutu 7-0-Bani on this masterpiece. What an amazing song, man. On MUT Radio, Shape and Own the Future. And we do have Otis on the line. I was telling about, hey, Unomzamo. Seems like we're king at Unomzamo. Otis, welcome on MUT Radio, man. Thank you so much for joining us.
I'm good. Thank you for having me.
Sibongiskathi, Fethu. Hey, my daughter. Now, Unomzamo, what's happening with Unomzamo, Fethu?
It's a sad love story that talks about a lady who leaves a most loved one and seeking for greener pastures, but then things don't go very well for her while she's overseas there. She forgets about her loved one and the other loved one is missing her so much. But then the story it turns out that the lady ends up getting sick over time, and then she's forced to go back to the same person that she had abandoned, and that same person she finds that same person is a move on, and then that's how the story goes. It's actually something that I wrote about. It's an experience that I wrote about.
I was about to ask, ukuthi, is it something mhlambe a very personal kuwe mhlambe khona wahamba wabuya ngempela kanti now usumuve on ngempilo, or is it into nje mhlambe wayibhala nje just
it was actually an experience that I saw through a friend experiencing, so I had to write about it. I had to make a song about it.
Mbethu. That must have been painful for you. So you were the guy about Mashiya?
No, it's actually a friend who experienced that. So I had to write about it. The experience was very emotional and painful for my friend. So I just had to pen it down and make a song about it. Yes.
I get Otis, siyazi ke lama questions ahlezi ethi asking for a friend, why are you asking for yourself? But asikho lapho. No, man, this is a beautiful masterpiece. Just tell us, you go to sebenze nobani kule ngoma.
I Zulu boy and a lady called Bella Charlie. Basically, those are the two people that I worked with. Yes.
Maybe before Sisi Kubege, because we want to take it back, Otis. Soon as we
are
Luguti. Uba no Otis, masikhuluma ngo Otis before siqhubeke with music wakho and everything. Just take us through, ukuthi who is Otis, uzalelwe phi, and how did you get in the music industry?
Mina ngizalelwe endaweni okuthiwa kwaBulawayo in Matabeleland. That's where I was born, and I grew up in a musical family. My father was actually a music lover, a jazz lover actually. So he also was a musician at heart, and most of the times he always had instruments around. So me and my brother would always fiddle with his instruments and his CDs and his jazz CDs and all that stuff. But then my brother ended up moving to to SA, and then he worked with the likes of Kalawa Jazmi.
So.
And yes, Kalawa Jazmi, and he ended up moving overseas. So now that's where he is right now. Yes.
Oh wow, that is beautiful, man. So Nobabili, you inherited this thing from Baba Wako, and
yes,
Nobabili, you are now in the music industry. And Moki Pizidekanje, yes. It's such a beautiful thing to listen. At some point, I was telling my producer Oguti, man, I feel like yabona when I listen to this this song.
Yes.
It reminds me of the late Sifiso Ncwane. Yeah, I don't know if you know him. That first part in J, the late Sifiso Ncwane, it just reminded me of that song, ACT, Kulungile Baba. Just tell me about the type of music owenzayo wena. Do you, what genre, in which genre are you more focused on?
I'm more into the kind of genre that I do is Afro pop jazz. Afro pop with soul and jazz. That's the type of music that I do, yes.
Okay, that is nice, man. And is this your first single, or you've been making music ever since, like a recorded project?
Yes, I've been making music for a very long time, since year 2000,
wow.
I guess.
Wow.
Yeah, since year 2000. Since that time, I've had the opportunity of performing, of opening up stage for the likes of Abo Jonina, Ringo, Zahara,
wow.
Malaika, Mafikizolo, when they came to Bulawayo.
Mm.
So that's how I've had more experience of being on stage and working according to
beautiful man. Maybe maybe this is such an amazing song, as I can hear even now as it's playing with the background. Yeah, it's such a beautiful masterpiece, man.
Thank you so much. Thank you very much, sir.
Is it mhlambe a single, or it's part of an EP or an album? If not, mhlambe, can we expect something more of this?
Actually, I'm currently working on an EP. So Nomzamo, we are currently working on re-releasing Nomzamo by doing that EP as well. So Nomzamo will be included on the EP because we did Nomzamo, but then it wasn't marketed very well because of the COVID era.
Yeah.
So we had a little bit of disturbance at that time. So we sat down on board and we had to talk about re-releasing the Nomzamo again.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Wow. Maybe singawuthola kuphi umusic wakho when we want to even nezingoma zakho as previously singathola kuphi
authors? Yes, it's on social media, it's on YouTube, it's on iTunes as well, it's on Deezer, it's on Amazon. Yeah.
Oh man, no, thank you so much. And I'm sure for all these years, just your last words before we let you go, artists, just to inspire some of the upcoming artists. I'm sure it wasn't easy for you as well when you were entering the music space with all these big names, even on that side, Kobulawayo. I'm sure it's not that easy.
Sorry.
Yes, I'm sure. I was saying, Guti, it's not easy to be in the music industry or to make it just to break in the industry, entertainment industry as a whole. What can you say to someone who's still studying this music journey or the entertainment journey?
Yes, I would encourage them to, you know, in this music business, it's never easy, you know. It's never easy. I was lucky. I guess it was meant to be that way. But then I also got help from other big artists as well, people who have been there in the industry. They showed me the way. You know, batinjele buzo
wabapambi.
Yes. Basho kanjalo. And I was groomed by artists who had already been there in the music business. And as well, I would encourage people, like, if you really need to take this music business seriously, you need to consult with agents. You know, you need to get yourself an agent who can get your work out there, or get yourself booking agents and all that. People who can push you further, so that your brand grows further. Yes.
Okay, no, thank you so much. Really appreciate this, Katsako. Maybe lastly, where can we follow you on the socials?
Sorry, you can get me like on Facebook. I'm on Instagram. I'm on TikTok as well. And Instagram and all that. Yes.
Okay, no. As Otis, ne?
Sorry?
As Otis on the socials, it's Otis.
Yeah, it's Otis Ngwabi Masuku.
All right.
Otis Ngwabi Masuku.
No, we really appreciate your time, man, and looking forward to your new project, your new EP. Don't forget just to hit us up, so that's Zuba Nayo, even Nati, right here on MUT Radio. We appreciate your time, Otis, ne?
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for having me, Nyabonga Kakhulu. I'm looking forward to giving you my EP.
Yes.
I know.
Definitely.
It's going to be fireworks. I'm just waiting for people to enjoy my music.
I know. Thank you so much. We definitely enjoy. Nyabonga Kakhulu, Otis. All the best.
Thank you so much. Nyabonga Kakhulu.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.